Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters!
This is a journey into the sound.
The fattest, funkiest tunes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
You've got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the Mystic in the Mix.
Fast, funky, and furious, and in full effect.
Sure, you see, Julie and I have a very
open...
Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip-hop, and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this. And more.
A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good. I'm looking hood, ain't no need to ask it. I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me. If you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood. Shorty looking good. You new to this? Let me demonstrate. That's how you do this shit. Now watch the haters remonstrate. The money say. The women straight, but we don't love them anyway. Most of the time, they just in the way. I whip this heater out, it ain't too intimidate. Some people come, I never implement or indicate. My niggas say cousin blood, those are gang lines. And we ain't talking to the death, those are gang signs. Late summer, we ballin', game time. 30-inch rim, vertical leap, hang time. Go to war and get this paper at the same time. They tell me it's time for change, I tell them I'ma change time. Maybe I just want too much, overachievers. But for this money, I'm religious, overbeliever. And back in the day, I just wanted to play shoes. So I was moving them packs back in grade school. First I paid my mama rent, then I paid dues. Then I put the game in the U-Haul and made moves. Rough nigga, they wondering how to flow smooth. Used to dream to go to the pros, that was pro tools. A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good. I'm looking hood, ain't no need to ask it. I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me. If you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood. Shorty looking good. I'm getting mine, spitting rhymes, committing crimes, whatever, I'm getting mine. These youngins taking that money, I'm just getting high. Niggas waiting to kill me, start trying to cut and get in line. I know they hate it, they mad, I'm so elated. Man, that's all of my inspiration, money motivated. Loyalty over love, love overrated. So if I told you I loved you, it was probably overstated. Bitches for passion, riches for flashing, ammunition for blasting, snitches for caskets. We eating, we lead the dishes to the ass bins. Now kick them suckers out and bring the cash in. Remind me of them banks, bring the ski mask in. Hit the tellers and say the cops catch the ass in. 100 stacks wrapped in that thick plastic. We throw out all on the table, count it, and then we half it. Old times, in with the new. What that mean? A Ferrari in the Benz too. A mansion, a swimming pool. First to put a club in the living room. Coming soon. A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good. I'm looking hood, ain't no need to ask it. I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me. If you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood. Shorty looking good.
food delicacies, digesting semi-sweet dark chocolate decadence as it melts, drooping down my chin. Your taste is something Godiva couldn't recreate. Needing every atom of your anatomy, necessity is placed upon me, knowing you are the source of my serendipity. Dipping in and out of me, stroking more than my consciousness. Subconsciously, I find myself rewinding our love scenes in my daydreams, seeing that face you make when you're making me come, and it makes me want you right there and then. Thinking of you in inappropriate places, I get tingling sensations in private locations where I wish to be caught between a rock and your hard place. As wetness develops, my legs begin to open and my spark turns to a backdraft, and all I want you to do is extinguish it. You know my body like the back of your hand that touch me and send me into ecstasy. My thighs quiver in anticipation of deep penetration, which gets me high. Body rising, sweating, panting, makeup melting, pulling my hair and scratching my back. I get a temporary case of Tourette's because all I can say are four-letter words in four-octave range, screaming your name. Ay, papi. Eres tan grande y tan duro y me lo da tan bueno. Tú eres mi pecado mortal. Cógelo otra vez. You fucking me makes me bilingual. You fucking me makes me bilingual. Running out of room, begging for more, up against the wall that has been scuffed by my stilettos. Again. You pry apart my thighs and tell me to be still, and I willingly submit to you because I love the way you dominate me. Demanding that I come for you, so I do as I'm told. You've molded me so I'm good to no one else but you. You've conquered this once orgasmicless world and multiplied it again and again. My face radiates with afterglow, my pillow scented by you, a fragrance which haunts me. My room smells of the best sex eye, covered in body prints and fingerprints of you above me. Your name written indelibly upon my body and your genetic history. Again. You fucking me makes me bilingual.
All right. You are tuned in to Tweety Bird Central's explicit content. I'm your ghost of a host, the God Heyru. And our guest today will be Seven Montana, North Carolina's own. But before we get into that, you know, as always, I got to kick the show off with a little bit of what's on my mind. You know, seems to be quite a bit of controversy surrounding the Halle Berry, you know, having to pay child support to her child's father. You know, it's a funny thing. You know, I mean, me personally, I never understood how a man could accept money from a woman to take care of a child that is his own child. However, in this situation, you know, I mean, when a child becomes accustomed to a certain lifestyle, it is incumbent upon both parents to see to it that that child continues to live on in that same exact lifestyle. So, I mean, it can be understood, you know, it's kind of crazy how all the women in the uproar and, you know what I'm saying, screaming and hollering and screaming about how, you know, what kind of low-down dude he is and this and that. And it's like all we have go by. The nature of their relationship, man, is what we've seen in the media. Nobody knows what goes on inside their household. You know, I will add to the fact that dude is striving and struggling to be a good father despite the fact that his financial situation ain't all that great. I mean, he's not broke by a long shot. You know what I'm saying? Dude was a model. He had a little chain something. You know what I'm saying? However, you know, his paper don't stack next to hers. But as they say, this is life, man. You know, the question always comes up, saying people who scream and holler about, you know what I'm saying, are usually the ones that complain when that equality is applied. You know what I'm saying? It's like I found that when people scream about wanting equality, what they really want is to be treated better than everybody else. They want special or preferential treatment. So, you know, be careful what you ask for, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Mother's not necessarily a better parent than a father. You know, life is what it is. You know, each person plays a role in rearing and raising their child. So, you know, we're going to move on from that. You know, it's fighting words up in here. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I mean, you know, it's so much going on, so much going on.
Well, hey, Ru, I just wanted to comment on that because somebody had mentioned that on a Facebook post and they was going back and forth about it. But the reason that he was awarded the child in the first place had something to do with his home being more stable because she was always on the road. And, you know, it was for the benefit, best benefit of the child. It wasn't even really about them two. You know what I'm saying? Saying one is a better parent than the other. It was just, you know, with her being a star and being, you know, having to travel so much and be away from home and not really able to be a mother, you know, like a mother has to. That's why they awarded him, you know, custody and the money and all of that. So it was a big thing. I just wanted to comment on it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, I respect it. I mean, you're a woman. Having your point of view is important. My whole thing is that she wanted to take the man's child out of this country. You know what I'm saying? And it's like we see so much of a struggle nowadays with people who don't even want to be parents. So when a person is striving and struggling and desiring to be a parent, you know, every possible means should be taken, you know what I'm saying, or put forward to try to, like, make it possible for that person to be a parent, to be involved in their child's life. So many individuals don't want to have nothing to do with their children that, you know, if
right.
they do, regardless of what the situation is. I mean, they're not together no more. They're not together no more. That's the fact. So what? That's how it is. He's still the child's
yeah.
father. And sometimes, I'm not saying that he was a better parent than her. I'm simply saying that because of the lifestyle, he can be, he at this time is able to be a more present parent, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
yeah.
the celebrity lifestyle is hard, man. I mean, you know, the breadwinner, that's why, I mean, the thing that's crazy and the reason that I said without, I don't, you know me, I don't usually get into a whole bunch of detail. I usually skim on the surface at the beginning of the show. The reason I didn't want to get into a whole bunch of detail, but the fact of the matter is the reason he got custody, as you said, is the same reason that the wife usually gets custody in a divorce where the working husband leaves the home, because they were the most present parent in the child's life, while the other parent was mostly a provider. You know, I'm not saying she's not a good mom. You know what I mean? I don't really know anything about the lady. I know she have a lot of dude problems. You know, for her to be such an attractive woman, you know, her men tend to seek gratification somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? But as we say, as I'm known for saying, you know, physical beauty doesn't equate, you know, a beautiful being a beautiful person. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, some people be crazy, man. I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm one of them people, man. I'm not a racist person or nothing by a long shot. You know, black and white people, man, they make some beautiful children. But every now and then, a person is a little too attractive. And as a result of that, you know, they had that side boy like lunatic in the back of their mind or something. You know, they be a little bit crazy, you know. But then again, yeah, exactly, you know. And I mean, it's like it's crazy because dudes go into the relationship with her thinking, I just want to have so much sex with her. I want to be fucking her all the time. And she's not really into sex that much, which is crazy.
Right.
I mean, anybody that thinks about wanting to be with Halle Berry, the sex is like a major part of what individuals fantasize about. So they create this illusion and this desire that causes things to, you know, self-destruct. But you know, I appreciate your input, man, and your perspective on it, man, because I wasn't, you know, really too deep into it. You know, I don't really read too much into the little gossip pages. I just was tripping how the women was all going crazy on Facebook about how wrong it is that, you know, he got custody, what kind of man he is to take money and blah, blah, blah. Like, man, if I had a child with Oprah, I would damn sure take some child support. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not gonna have him wearing Pro Kids at my house and wearing, you know, Jordan's The Secret Closet edition when he at her house. I want him to feel, you know, the same. I don't want him to bring stuff over there, man, you know what I'm saying, and be feeling like he got to hide it to make me not feel shame. The child should be able to be kept in the same way. That's the same reason that they apply a woman's spousal support. She is to be kept and held in the same fashion that she was during the marriage. The child should be kept in both households, you know what I'm saying? The child, it shouldn't be unequal. So it's not about the dude. It's about the child, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, man, you know. But, man, you know, welcome, you know, you're welcome to chime in any time over here.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, figure out, because I had just read it, and it's just, you know, I was like, well, I want to do it. I'm allowed to comment.
So oh, yeah, most definitely.
My very first explicit comment.
We, you know, we partners over here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit. You know what's up. All right.
Yeah.
You know, as to the next thing and last thing I was going to speak about, you know, a friend of mine, his cousin came out the closet. You know, I've been knowing him for a while. He's a nice dude, intelligent dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Went to law school, graduated, you know, got into practicing law, and decided that it was finally time that he let everybody know that he was a homosexual. You know, I mean, it didn't change my view or perspective of him as a man or anything like that, because, as I said, he's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at him as a gay lawyer or a straight lawyer. I mean, he's a lawyer. And, I mean, a lot of people that grew up where I grew up at don't make it to law school. You know, they usually need a lawyer. But the odd thing that came to me was, as we sat and discussed him coming out and his reason and his timing, he said something that was, like, it was odd to me. It was kind of, like, unfathomable. And it wasn't something that I had heard for the first time. It's amazing to me how a homosexual can say to a black person that, I don't understand why you don't know my struggle. It's the same struggle that black people have had in America. And I said, no, it's a civil rights struggle, but it's not the same struggle that black people have had in America. I understand your strive and struggle to be treated as a human being and the desire to be treated as a human being, but the struggle is not the same, because I have no doubt in my mind, and as sad and as strange as it may sound, that if any slave had an opportunity to stay in the closet and walk around and not be affected and not be worked in the field because they didn't know he was black, that many of people may have took that opportunity, and he wasn't afforded that opportunity. So the idea that, as fucked up as it is, that you would have to be in the closet to move forward or move up the ladder in a company or to be accepted in a certain area, that's horrible by itself. But you have the choice to practice that deception if you choose to. A person of color was persecuted for his skin. It was not about his talk, his sexual preference. It was his skin. And so it's not the same struggle. It's not the same thing. Later on in the game, as you know, the civil rights, the struggle for equality, the right to vote, the right to be acknowledged as a human being in this country, you know what I'm saying? It became a little more of the same thing. But to equate homosexuality with the struggle to be free from slavery is, you know, it's not something that I can really, like, accept. You know, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but that's my opinion. It's not a knock on homosexuals, because a lot of people that I associate with find it strange, me being such an outspoken black man, that I don't really have a problem with homosexuality. Homosexuality is not for me to like or for me to dislike. people are who they are, and I accept people for who they are. You know, as long as, I mean, I'll accept a thief for being a thief if he don't come in my house and try to steal. So it's the same thing for me. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I've been unable to have, like, other than relatives as homosexual friends because of the stigma attached to homosexuality in this country and the way that they are portrayed and the way that they are treated and dealt with by people that, the ones that I've dealt with. I won't stereotype or put anybody in a box. The ones that I've dealt with have been able to be my friends because they felt like because I didn't vilify them that maybe I was some reason was curious or, you know, had some type of those leanings. No, I just treated you like a human being and you were unable to accept that. It's the same way to me as a man who says he can be friends with a married woman. It's possible, but it's unlikely if you desire that woman. You know, because she's being your friend doesn't mean she wants to have sex with you, you know. But that said, I'm not going to dwell too much on that, man. We're going to, you know, chill and hang out, man, and come back and see if Seven Montana is in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're on the board and you want to come in and talk to me or something, man, it's 646-200-3860, man. Press that 1 and come in, chop it up with me, man. I'm over here, explicit content, man. You know me. I'm balls out on this bitch. You know? So we're going to get into some music, man, and come on back.
Up in the building, and the whole place looks hopeless. Even too boring for the rodents and roaches. The whole room was silent with a musty odor, like the Gangnam Style guy having a dusty shoulder. So I brushed it off and I walked in to see all of these fellas that were talking. But the ladies looking jaded and they're yawning, so I had a sharp grin when I got in. Then so quick I had focus towards the low sis who knows this. Then I was looking at her too. She came through and forgot about a dude. Then I made a move. She was feeling awkward, feeling without a clue. But then she felt like getting closer when feeling the groove. With eye contact, I was lost. And this one track said it all.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's up?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all drowned, but nothing don't sound, it's looking up round.
I don't care if you like sipping on a little guava. And I don't care if you like chilling in a slick Impala. See, I don't care if you like dipping in a bit of Prada. I don't gotta do the Fanata, that's the Kuna Matata. Yup, and you should do the same as me. Hop up on your feet, while you're sitting great impatiently. Acting so ecstatic, but you're waiting cause you came to leave. Let me show you what you came to see. Just one good night, we should sight. Make it feel like we live in that good life. As long as you just wanna have a good time, then we can go all night and it'll be alright. Forget the style of your hairdress, save it this and that, because honestly I could care less. Not looking for the one that wanna watch, I'm looking for the one to set it off.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's up?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all drowned, but nothing don't sound, it's looking up round.
Cross my brain.
Hey lady, what's up?
cross my mind.
So if you
feeling
all drowned, boy, jumping up town, and picking up rounds, all right. You gonna get down, I'm gonna get down, we gonna get down tonight.
Opening every fire hydrant, tinning on the fire alarm. Because of the way that I'm spitting lyrics within my songs, I'm here to conquer. So don't get it confused like a Rubik's Cube. I breathe fire and flip these bars into a barbecue. And right there is where I begin my feast. I get it well done, then I devour the beat. The flame inside of me may be a little bit shy, but it doesn't need a lighter to ignite. All it needs is a little pride in the fire that's inside of my mind. And then from there I will be alright. Man, I'm burning it up and that's why they got the hope. They even tried to bring Vanilla Ice to one of my shows, because they wanna cool me down. Call it mezzanine. I'm blasting fire and I sprinkle it with kerosene. I think they skipped the scene because I played them well. They literally thought it was fire and tried to put me out. Yeah, lame, they really tried to put me down. You should have seen their faces when they thought they took me out. To their amazement, I was crazy from the basement, and they realized that they could never put me out. Put me out. Yeah, lame, they really tried to put me down. You should have seen their faces when they thought they took me out. To their amazement, I was crazy from the basement, and they realized that they could never put me out. Put me out. Burning hotter than a new pain inflicted by your blue flame. Cause every time that I go with it, spit it up and it's quicker than you saying. Man, tell me what are you saying? Just stop your gibbering and jabbering, it's hurting my brain. Man, I'm beaming towards my dreaming, I don't need any balance. My flow's out hot, that South Beach couldn't even handle my talent. Cause I fire up the court, you're just a bench warmer. I serve them haters well, who's next in the next year order? Yeah, I'm so firefly, residing in the sky. Up so high, I'm mugging all the fireworks that pass me by. I annihilate every single song that I'm on. So feel the heat as I write my lyrics, firearm. And while y'all fire in the dance floor, I'm radiating, blazing, and amazing. Fire flames up through my veins, and I'm creating tracks, hiding and tanning in the law. I'm chugging a bottle of blur, 60 milliliters dirt with no sunscreen, no. Yeah, man, they really tried to put me down. You should have seen their faces when they thought they took me out. To their amazement, I was raising from the pavement, and they realized that they could never put me out. Put me out. Yeah, lame, they really tried to put me down. You should have seen their faces when they thought they took me out. To their amazement, I was raising from the pavement, and they realized that they could never put me out. Put me out.
Right, all right. And we are back with Tweety Bird Central's explicit content. I'm your host, the God Heyru. And we are in the studio with Seven Montana from North Kakalaki. Seven, you there?
You already know, man. What's goody?
What's good, man? You know what I'm saying? For those of the people that don't know who you are, man, and what you do, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you go ahead on and tell them?
Oh, man, Seven Montana, man, it's the name, it's the logo, Alibi ENT, Burlington, North Carolina, y'all stand up. And what I do is make power music, influential music, man. That's exactly what I do. That's what I am to the game. That's what I am to the world, man. I just make powerful music, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. You know, I'm going to kick this off a little different, man, from how I usually do interviews, man. I'm going to ask you this one question that I don't usually ask people, man. I mean, I know you rapping all of that. What did your parents want you to be?
As far as my parents, man, you know, as a typical, you know, black youth, I wasn't, you know, raised in the home with both my mother and father, but my mother, at the end of the day, man, you know, a single parent of three, she wanted, you know, for all of us to be, man, not just myself, just to be successful, man, at whatever we did. Like, we seen her struggle, and she didn't want us to go through the same struggle, you know, to make it out. So she never put a label on us or a title. I want you to do that. I want you to be successful. So, you know, in my course of everything, I learned coming up as what my mother wanted me to be or instilled in me is just to be successful, man, and just be big at whatever it is you want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. You know, had it not been rap, you know, what was the thing that you were really into before rap music? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Before rap music with me, I was always into, I was always into just music, man. Period. In school, you know, my grandfather, whatever, he was a pastor, so I was brought up in the church home. But you know, my normal energy was always toward just the dollar, man, just to chase the dollar, man. And when I was coming up, it was whatever made a dollar, whatever made a sense, man. Like, to me, whatever made sense. So I was just, you know, young and, you know, involving myself in a lot of, you know, negative things, man, my coming up. So, and that's what I put a lot of my energy into it, you know, coming up, man, is the street life, man. That's what I, you know, ultimately resulted to, man. It was the streets.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. That's how I grind, man. If y'all listening in, man, you know, call in 646-200-3860, man, to holler at and ask a question of Stevin Montana. Now, what I want to ask you is, can you think of the first song that you heard that made you want to rap? You know what I'm saying? That made you fall in love with rap?
The first song I heard that made me want to rap,
yeah.
I can't say there was a certain song that I heard that was my influence behind rapping, but I had a lot of powerful, you know, influences as far as, you know, Jay-Z, you know what I mean? When I was coming up, I was always, you know, just hyped and enthused about his wordplay, how he would rap, you know what I'm saying? So if it was any song I heard, it had to be a song, definitely from Jay-Z, man, a song I heard from Jay-Z, my upcoming.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, I mean, if, you know, tell me something, man, you want the people that listen to your music to know about you that maybe you haven't had an opportunity to, you know, let the people know because you haven't been asked or whatever during the interview.
Well, you know, born, you know, Vondre Xavier Majette, a.k.a. Stevin Montana. You know, break that down, superior, entertainer, vicious, entrepreneur, Negro, Seven, you know what I mean? That's who I be, man, the CEO of the record label of his own, Alibi ENT, originally from Washington, D.C., later relocated to Burlington, North Carolina, grew up in a part of NC, you know, where gangs, drugs, and, you know, the daily acts of violence was the norm. Unfortunately, I had a profound impact, you know, who sadly say, you know, I took in the thug life, you know, but as you name it, you know, the legal or the illegal, if it were meant, you know, getting fast and big money, chances are Stevin Montana was down for it, you know. However, in a turn of events of epic proportions, you know, the former bad boy who couldn't, or better yet, wouldn't stay clear of trouble is on the cusp of international superstardom. So, you know, ultimately, I just want the world to, you know, just to embrace and, you know, respect the fact that, you know, everything I give to the world as far as my lyrical, you know, format and my lyrical being is real, man. Everything I give them is real, man, you know. Nothing watered down. I want the world to just embrace realism, you know, with open arms, man, as they should, you know.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, I mean, it's like, you know, being a person that was in the streets myself, man, I know there are those events in our lives, man, that are crossroads, you know, where options and choices have to be made, where either you can continue down this path. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you can see the doors and the open grave. You know what I'm saying? And then it's a different path, man. Can you tell me what your crossroads were?
My crossroads was always, you know, just trying to get out, man. You know, to get both feet in. You know, coming, like you said, you know, everybody resulting to the street life in some sort of way. But to get out, it seemed always as if the hardest thing to do ever when you're both feet in or you're wholeheartedly or you're knee-deep in to any situation. It's always hard to get out and just, you know, to go ultimately to something else with all your energy and all your power, man. It's always going to be one foot in the game, one foot over here. And my crossroad has always been, man, just to, you know, think of yourself and know yourself as an artist now, man, and not just a street nigga, you know, if I was, you know, would say, not just a hood nigga or a hood star or, you know, a drug dealer or, you know, a gang member, whatever. Like, you know what, no, it limits to none. But that's always been my crossroad, man, just to try to get out of that old way of living, man, and, you know, introduce this new way of living to myself first, you know, and then into my fans and my family and my friends who embrace me as an artist now and not just a drug dealer or, you know. So I got to say, man, it's just been a crossroad, man. We're just trying to get both feet into this rap game, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. You say you're a CEO of your own label, man. What's that like, man? And tell me how that came about.
First and foremost, you know, being a CEO of any label, you know, being the head, and, you know, it's a hard job, you know. Right now, I'm currently the only artist signed to Alibi ENT. It's an independent label. It comes from Alibi. It's actually from my cousin. He passed, you know, RIP Alibi Garcia. And, you know, he had a love and a crazy respect for the rap game, man. He was at his plateau, man, and, you know, he took a turn and involved the streets. And it involved him going to prison for a nice period of time. And during his incarceration, he was murdered, you know what I mean? He was murdered in prison. So, you know, the legacy lived on through me, and I lived through my cousin each day, you know, and I think about him every day. So with me, you know, with that being said, being around him and, you know, learning a lot from him, I instill, you know, the lyricist, like the lyrical, you know, format from him. And I a whole lot of the CEOism is coming behind Alibi ENT. I could never take that apart from me. I could never go without that, because that's where a lot of my motivation comes from for this game. And just being, you know, a CEO of my own, man, and I got to incorporate him, because that's where it all started, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I'm feeling that, man. You know, the entrepreneurship, man, is a very important thing, man, as far as the struggle and the strive to get up out of the, you know, the neighborhood, as they say. Not
most definitely, like, most definitely.
Turn your back on nobody or nothing like that, but to move forward, to make progress, you know. It's sad that a lot of cats say, or a lot of people say, you know, a lot of folks, whatever they want to be called, say that you turned your back on us. I like to say I didn't turn my back on you. It's that I continue to move forward. So what you are seeing is my back, because you didn't keep up.
Already my takeoff.
So,
exactly.
So, I mean, it's like, why pay attention? You know, the first product, why pay attention?
You know, basically, you know, it was very, very much so self-explanatory, you know, being, you know, pay attention. I wanted to get the world's attention. You know, becoming a hood certified classic is actually one of the most talked about mixtapes that I've released. You know, one of my very first projects, and to get the world's attention, I think that they needed to, you know, first pay attention. So, you know, I went and incorporated pay attention with a lot of, you know, topics as far as I was, you know, the period of time I began to work on this mixtape. I was going through a lot, you know, and a lot of things I was saying was I was actually doing at the time. So I needed everybody to pay attention, man, because I was actually, you know, in a point of my transition at the time I was writing this mixtape, man. So pay attention. I chose that name simply to get the world, you know, get the world's attention, man, just to let them know, look, it's going down. I need y'all to pay attention. Attention over here. You know what I mean, basically?
Yeah, hey, that put me in mind Music Soul Child, that just listen. You know, that was like on the same level of, like, you know, trying to communicate, trying to convey a message of what was transpiring in his life at that time. You know, I feel that that's real, you know. So, I mean, man, you know, it's wonderful having you over here, man. You know,
yeah, man, I'm applauded to be here, man.
Yeah, if you online, man, you know what I'm saying, you got questions for 7 Montana, 646. 238-60. You know, we're going to jump into a little music, and we're going to come back, man, and see if we got any callers on the board, and we'll pull them in, ask little questions, and continue our interview with 7 Montana.
Yes, sir.
DJ Eastside, 7 Montana.
On the track. I got God
King
on the track. I
and
got
my nigga
God
Smoke
on my
Benzo
side. Yes, sir.
You already know who it is. The Street, a.k.a. DJ
Shout out to my amigo, man, he used to front me.
Drop it off and count it all right in front me.
In front me, 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 in front me.
Swap up, kick up your elbow.
Swear to God, I never tell. Talking so many bricks, risks took just to get it here. Talking so many trips, downstream so much cocaine. I damn near feel sick. Jewel shopping off the SGM, blaming on my wrist. Manuel used to front me fish. Matty Rich used to front me bricks. Getting them in like water. Watch it swim like fish. Five holes to the mic, big. Bitch, I'm cocaine rich. Paranoid so much mugger. Nigga, bite on a whole sip. Seen it coming, happen right in front. Bitch, watch the whole shit. Real blow, so many drugs. Had to swap the whole whip. Seen it coming, happen right in front. Bitch, watch the whole shit. Real blow, so many drugs. Had to swap the whole whip right in front me, nigga. Shout out to my amigo, man, he used to prep me. Drop it off and count it all right in front me.
In front me, 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 right in front me.
Shout out to my amigo, man, he used to front.
Yes, sir.
Drop it off and count it all right in front. They moving on the track. I got it on the track. Front what? Nigga, real shit. Can't front it all. Won't front it all. You can get them all, nigga, right now. I can get them all, nigga, right now in front you. All money, all hundreds. I can buy them all. Ain't gotta front me nothing. Niggas look hard, but they ain't scared nothing. Frontin'. I got little niggas on go. They kill for nothing, nigga.
Flight school DJ.
You wanna front me? Like, really? What can you front me? Use like seven new or the robbery thing, nigga. Stunt. Talking about money? Oh, you niggas. It was always a hundred or better when he front me. And dropped it off and count it all right in front me. And dropped them off and count them all right in front me. Shout out to my amigo, man, he used to front me. Drop it off and count it all right in front me.
In front me, 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 right in front me.
Shout out to my amigo, man, he used to front me. Drop it off and count it all.
Y'all see what's going on, right?
Got it.
It really ain't no way to overlook it, man. You can't see around it, man.
Why don't you tell me what that was about, man? What was your mindset at the time were making that song?
Man, that song right there, man. Oh, my God. The motivation and the energy behind that song, man. Oh, my God. I had to say, you know, we all been fronted something, you know. That's all I like to say. We all been fronted a time or two in our days, man. Anybody can relate to anything in the streets, man. With that being said, I linked up with a top producer, man, Beethoven, out of Atlanta, and I had an idea, man, for the song Front Me. I was going through some things at the time. I was still, you know, a foot and a half in the streets, man, and you know, it was a big transition that took place in my life, you know, and a major turn in my life, and you know, I gotta salute the streets, man. Never forget where you come from, and at the time, I was being, you know, in a situation of being fronted, you know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, explicit convo, man, explicit talk. So I was being, you know, I was being fronted, man, back then. And I wanted, you know, to somehow, you know, give back, you know what I mean? And to talk about my story, man, just to get my story to the world. And I'm pretty sure, you know, the world can relate to a story of being fronted something at one point in time. So I linked up with the number one producer, Zay Tobin, and we built that thing, man. We built Front Me, man, and it's crazy, as you can hear, man. That's one of my favorite tracks.
I was feeling that, man. I was feeling that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you right now, like you said, you're the only artist, like, on your label. I mean, what are you looking for when you think, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm the foundation. You know what I'm saying? On top of everything I lay down, you know, I'm a build on that. You know, what are the key ingredients you're looking for, man, to build with?
You know, first and foremost, like I was saying in the beginning, and everything. It's more about just being real, man. You know, not saying you got to shoot a gun to be real. Just being a real individual first and foremost, man, and keeping it all the way 100, all the way to the top. No matter what hands we shake, no matter, you know, what kind of business is being done. At the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, man, they need to respect you and understand that it's real. Like I said, I want the whole world to know, man. When I do my shows and, you know, when I'm going to different places, radio stations, I give it to my honey, man. You know what I mean? When I go out and I meet people, and I'm the same individual. I'm a real individual, man. I've never been the person to let money change me. And when I say that, I don't mean, you know, as far as, you know, like you said, people say you turn your back on. Nah, I'm not saying nothing like that. I mean, as far as my lyrics, you know what I mean, as far as what I put into this music, man, and me being a CEO, you know what I mean, of this label, man, I wouldn't accept anything less than 100, man, you know what I mean? So you can't say Benjamin is a $10 bill or a $20 bill or a 50, you know what I mean? Benjamin is always 100, so, you know what I mean, we're going to keep this thing all the way 100, man, as far as the Alibi entertainment go, man. As far as me being a CEO, if nothing going to be a part of this label or, you know, even, as I could say, co-signing this shit if they ain't 100, man. So we just going to bring realness, man. You know what I mean? From me into any artist that may be signed to the label in the future or, you know, anything we may be looking for in any other artist is first just being a real individual, man, and having a real raw talent, you know what I mean, and a hunger for this shit, man.
So if I'm a young hungry cat, man, and I'm looking to, like, link up with you, man, and try to, you know what I'm saying, to be down with you or to fuck with you on the music thing, man, how can I submit my music to you?
I'm always leave a email open, man, for anybody that's trying to send beats, features, you know what I mean, shows, and that's 7montana at Gmail, SevenMontana at gmail.com. You know what I mean? You can always submit any music there, you know what I mean? Any questions you may have or anything like that, you know what I mean? You want to get at me personally, man, that's a personal email that I use very often, you know what I mean? I'm not to say I'm there every day, so if you don't get a, you know, immediate response, it don't mean nobody, you know, haven't seen the email or we ignore it. It's just, you know, maybe we haven't had time to check that thing out, but I always try to converse with the world, man, through my email. You know, I mean, it's kind of hard to answer every phone call or whatnot, but we do, you know, check emails on a daily, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. So, you know what I'm saying? You the CEO of your label, man. You got this new mixtape out, man. Pay Attention HD. You know what I'm saying? In High Def.
Tell me
what that's about, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's after we dropped the most anticipated street mixtape, Pay Attention, I felt myself that it was only right that, you know, with more than 100 shows, performances off of the first mixtape, I just wanted to, you know, bring it harder, man. I wanted the streets to recognize it again because, like I said, it was my very first project I had dropped, Pay Attention. And I didn't think I gave it enough. I didn't think I gave it all I got after it was all said and done. So I just wanted to bring that thing back, you know what I mean, a little bit harder, you know what I mean, just get a little bit more, you know what I mean, listeners, and get a little bit more feedback. So we dropped that Pay Attention HD, man, straight up, man. We just brought it back a lot harder, you know what I mean, a lot clearer for everybody to see and understand.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's different about the first... the first and the second mixtape, what's the transition? What's the difference in the message that you was putting out? You know, I mean,
I didn't mean to cut you. I would have to say the growth as an artist, you know what I mean? As an independent artist, just the growth, man, the growth alone. You're going to see the transition. If you're going to hear the transition from the first Pay Attention to Pay Attention HD and into the upcoming mixtape, Fly Talk, like, you're going to see the growth, man. It's continuous growth. You know what I mean? Nothing, you know, is worth doing if you're not going to work hard at it. So I feel like every project, every song, every feature I do is going to be harder and harder. That's what you can always expect from 7montana, man. I'm going to go hard at everything I do. And if I went hard the first time, I'm going to go harder the second time. If I went harder the second time, I'm going to go harder and harder. You know what I mean? It's going to get harder, man. So with Pay Attention HD, I think I went a lot harder, you know what I mean, and made it a lot more brolic, you know what I mean, for the world to see than I did on Pay Attention.
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I mean, you know, everybody has a different way, man, of marketing their image, man, marketing their music and getting their message out there. You know what I'm saying? Got Twitter, Facebook, Reverb, you know, iTunes, all the little different places, man. But as far as, like, you know, people say CDs are like, you know, are like nothing but coasters now because, you know, the actual physical mixtape is played out. I don't believe that's true. You know what I'm saying? So as far as like street level marketing, man, you know what I'm saying? Do you still sell CDs? If so, man, what method do you use to sell your music?
To me, man, like you just said, CDs will never get old. On-hand marketing, it can never get old, man. That's kind of like the best way to market yourself, I learned, you know what I mean? You can send, you know, send people emails all the time, man, but who's to say them emails are going to get, you know, even opened up if they don't know at the top of the subject matter or the headline who the email's even from, you know what I mean? So I say these, man, to have that thing on hand, to have those CDs in the streets to say that you actually been there, and it's not nothing just popped up out the blue like, oh, you know what I mean? A lot of times people respect a lot more to say, you know what I mean, that they seen you out there, they seen you grinding, they see where you come from, they see you putting the physical copies in the street. It's accepted more, man, you know what I mean, and that's what you want, you know what I mean, being an independent artist or being an artist that's out there, you know what I mean, trying to network and get your material to the world. I would say there's no better way to market yourself than to have an actual physical copy of some sort on you, you know what I mean, whether it be CD or whether it be, you know what I mean, on a hard drive or, you know, but you have to have that out here, man. If you don't have that physical copy out here, man, now who's to say you really did the groundwork to talk about you done, man? Because right now, you know, technology and the internet and all that is taking over the world, man. But a lot of times it get overseen because if you're not a somebody, you don't have that big name or that big name's not co-signing you, then no one still see that, even on the internet. So, you know what I mean? To be in the people's faces, it's like you. You know what I mean? You go to the party, you want to be seen, then you got to do something to be seen. You know what I mean? They might hear something, but at the end of the day, if you got that CD in your hand and you gave it to them, at the end of the day, you might have made a difference, you know what I mean, when somebody just checking on the internet for you and actually bumping until you getting that CD. You might get hurt a lot quicker just having that thing on you.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. What can we expect from 7 Montana? You got any shows, any other projects you working on?
I'm right now, I'm currently working on my third mixtape entitled Fly Talk. We're pushing the actual single right now. It's actually called Fly Talk, featuring Young Thug. I think he's just signed a major deal and one of the top artists in the country right now. So we working, and we just, like I said, we just had a track that go crazy, and we're actually in the midst of distributing and getting that single to the world, man, Fly Talk. So I definitely want the world to, you know, to pay attention in HD and look forward to that Fly Talk, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You know, we got that over here, man. So, if you could work
that's
with anybody, you know what I'm saying, anybody in the game, man, living or dead, you know what I'm saying, in the music industry, who would that person be?
I would say, like, Michael Jackson, man. He always inspired me, you know what I mean, in some sort of way as far as the music go, and his respect for the game, and those who respect him as far as being, you know, a lyricist and an artist in the music industry. But I would definitely, you know, would have loved the chance to work with Mike, man. He was a different dude, man, but he made great music, and that's what all I'm about, man, making great music.
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now, the part two to this question that I always like to ask is, not for the purpose of putting music out per se, but just to work with that person in the music industry, man, if for nothing else but to put a track together, man, and just keep it for your own private purpose, man. Like I said, living the dead to any generation of person, who would that person be?
I'm going to have to say Big, man. I would definitely work with Notorious, the late, great Notorious B.I.G., R.I.P., man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Hey, you know, the big had heat, man. You know what I'm saying? He was something different. You know, he was something different. So, I mean, at the end of the day, man, this music thing, man, say you know, you know, say you never go platinum, man, you never win an award or nothing like that, man, what would it take for you to consider yourself having been successful in the music industry?
Well, you know, when the Grammys come, you know what I mean, when the platinum records come, you know what I mean, and you know, we're looking forward to all of that. But when we get to that plateau, man, we're, you know, we just going to embrace that thing with open arms and rejoice into the hard work that we put in, man, to become, you know, Grammy Award winners and, you know what I mean, platinum artists, man, because that's, at the end of the day, that's what we strive to do, man. We strive to, you know, we strive to make great music and influential music that will, you know, maybe one day win a Grammy, man, maybe one day go platinum, man. So that's my plan. That's my goal each and every day, to try to make the best record, to try to make the hardest record, to try to make a platinum record, to try to win a Grammy off this record, you know what I mean? So with that being said, man, we on the way to the top, man. And at the end of the day, when you fall trying to get to the top, did you really fall? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I mean, but, you know, the question I was asking was, what if that never happened? Will you consider yourself a failure in this music industry, or you still consider yourself
That's what I'm saying. If you fail on your way to the top, then, you know, is it a failure? You know what I mean? Because that's a kind of open-ended question. Like, I don't know what failure is because I haven't failed at that. I can't say if I don't make it there, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, that's what I strive to do. I strive to be the best. I strive to make the platinum records. And if it don't happen, I don't really think I fail. You know what I mean? So
that's,
it's just
going to
still be continuous hard. It's going to be continuous hard music. You know what I mean? It's going to be accepted by the ones that accept it. And, you know, even if it don't be the platinum record, we're going to continue working until we can't work no more to make a platinum record. Or, you know what I mean? So,
you know, I listen to a lot of music, man. And since I started doing this show, you know, I kind of got into, like, going online, man, and looking at a lot of interviews, man. And, you know, to impart a little something to you, man. The one thing that I found, man, that some of the greatest artists, those most successful in the music industry, most successful in acting, you know, rapping or whatever, even in sports, man, it's like just to do the best that you can do, man, without an objective. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you're making good music. If you make good music, man, you're making good music. You know what I'm saying? It's like the club joints hit for a while, and then everybody strove and struggled to make a hot club joint. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, man, fell out the game because they stepped out of their lane trying to do something to get somewhere that they didn't need to go, because that ain't where they're supposed to be anyway. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So as long as you're making good music, man, in this game, man, you're successful. You know what I'm saying? So that's what a cat got to strive for and strive to do, man, you know. You got this other song over here, man, that you hyped for so fantastically, man, you know, this Fly Talk.
That's that big thing.
You know, we're going to get into this Fly Talk, man, and we're going to come back, man, you know what I'm saying? Let us know where we can find you, how we can reach you, and et cetera, man, and come on back, man. You know, this is the God, Hey Rule, and Explicit Content on Tweety Bird Central, and we chilling, man, with Seven Montana, man. He go Fly Talk.
Yes, sir.
I got it.
Don't wanna talk. Remember how you started this shit? The fuck you started this shit?
Got it.
Just show me how to start it. I don't even wanna talk.
Don't wanna talk.
A whole lot of money too, by the way. Now we get to it now, everybody wanna talk. Said they got questions on me, I don't wanna talk. No sir, I know sir. Now we get to it now, everybody wanna talk. Say they got questions, something. No, I don't wanna talk. When it comes to the money, now nah, I don't even wanna talk. If it ain't about a check, man, I really don't wanna talk. Never get into it now, everybody wanna talk. Say they got questions, something. No, I don't wanna talk. When it comes to the money, man, I don't even wanna talk. If it ain't about a check, man, I really don't wanna talk. Just know the combo comes. You wanna talk?
Yes, sir.
Really? Should I have to talk if it came with the roof off?
Bam!
The roof off. Type of mugger have a real nigga gone, take a cruise off.
Bam! Yes, sir.
The life of a real nigga, jet life gone, take your shoes off.
Yes, sir.
See, when everybody get it, man, it hard to tell who boss.
Yes, sir.
the cook up, the whip up, the pick up, the drop out.
Drop it out.
These niggas like bitches, they hate us, they drop out.
Drop out.
But when that blicker in face, these motherfuckers wanna talk. But when we pull up to place, these motherfuckers wanna talk.
I don't wanna talk.
Say they got questions, though. Nah,
I don't
wanna
talk.
When it comes to the money, nah, I don't even wanna talk. If it ain't about a check, man, I really don't wanna talk. Never get into it now, everybody wanna talk.
They ain't even wanna talk.
Say they got questions, though. Nah, I don't wanna talk. When it comes to the money, man, I don't even wanna talk.
Stop it, stop it,
stop it. If it ain't about a check, man, I really don't wanna talk.
Sucking the dick while I suck on the mistletoe.
Keep that.
You playing in that won't-see spaghetti, I won't-see spaghetti, yo.
Keep that.
This weed that I smoke, I think it is some antidote. Oops, damn, I'm an angel death. Gorilla, my nigga, can't say nothing else. Young nigga ride with the chickens and the motherfucker 106. Hey. I don't fuck about them tubes no more, I wanna fuck about them group bitches. Hey. Me and blood sitting in the sky like an eagle swooping bitches.
Woo.
Gotta tell my kid when they come in town, don't knock you, daddy, it's this shit. Understand me? Sucker, sucker. Shame me, it's gonna be a little chump, chump. Got clips by the dump. Bet around by a motherfucker. Ayo, ass out. Ayo, ass out. Brat, brat, slap. Slime, gun. Eat your little niggas, let people see you in my back.
Woo!
Now we get into it now, everybody wanna talk. Say they got questions, though. No,
I don't wanna talk.
When it comes to the money, now I don't even wanna talk. If it ain't about a check, man, I really don't wanna talk. Never get into it now, everybody wanna talk. Say they got questions, though. No, I don't wanna talk.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to the money, man, I don't even wanna talk.
Is she a real bad bitch? Then she probably don't wanna talk. Like a damn bitch, hop in my roller skate, drove off. She might get lucky that I probably just doze off.
I might doze off. I might doze off.
Man, she's so hot. Hey Pedro, hold off.
Go hold him off.
On one fucking tryna keep the dough off.
Keep the dough off.
See playing with the mugger made the young boys go off.
Yeah, go off.
See playing by the mugger made the gun jet go off.
Don't make it go off.
Real nigga crawl line for a nigga can't go cross.
Don't ever cross.
Just going on a trap fan love when I go off.
When I go off.
Blood no I'm consistent, blood no I get the blow off.
I get the blow off.
Then the folk got quit and tell him no, I don't wanna talk.
Don't wanna talk.
Then the folk got quit and tell him no, I don't wanna talk.
Never get into it now, everybody wanna talk. Say they got questions, though. No, I don't wanna talk. When it comes to the money, nah, I don't even wanna talk. If it ain't about a check, man, I really don't wanna talk. Never get into it now, everybody wanna talk. Say they got questions, though. No, I don't wanna talk. When it comes to the money, man, I don't even wanna talk. If it ain't about a check, man, I really don't wanna talk.
Talk, no sir. That's some fly talk,
though.
Ooh.
The guy, hey, bro. All right, all right. Back, and that was Seven Montana.
Yeah, man, that shit hard right there, man. You hear me?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? As I said, man, you know that was that fly talk, man. You know what
fly talk,
saying?
Man. Go get that, world. Pay attention, man. HD, man. You already know.
Yeah, man. So why don't you tell everybody, man, where they can, you know what I'm saying, they can find you at, man, where they can follow you at, listen to your music, download, you know, check out your stuff, what have you.
Right now, you already know, follow me on Twitter, 7Montana, no spaces, you know what I mean, SEVNMONTANA, IG, 7Montana, no spaces, you know, already know, Facebook, the same, and right now, you know, you can catch me on iTunes, man, that Fly Talk just hit iTunes, so you can definitely go down that, man, download that, that Fly Talk featuring Young Thug. And hopefully in a city near you or a state near you real soon, man. 7Montana to the world, man. The God Hero, we fucking with you, man. Explicit content. You already know.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. It was a pleasure having you over here, man. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed talking to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Hearing your message, man. Hearing about, you know what I'm saying, your movement and all that, man. Allowing you the opportunity, man. You know, let your folks know, man. You know what I'm saying? We over here, man. We supporting the underground, man. You know, we are giving independent artists, man, a platform, man, to get their message out. You know what I'm saying? So support us, supporting you. So, I mean, man, like I said, man, come on back, man, when you drop that new mixtape, man. You know what I'm saying? We spend that music over here. You know what I'm saying? And as I said, man, it's a pleasure, man. You know, you're welcome back anytime, man. You know how to get at me.
And I appreciate everything, man. Sure, real talk, man. You already know the world. Y'all pay attention, man. BlogTalkRadio.com, man. If you ain't fucking with it, then you ain't fucking with nothing. You hear me? The God Hero, we in this motherfucker. Seven Montana, we out.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. All right, all right. You know what I'm saying? That was Young Seven Montana, man, coming through here, man, pushing this music, letting everybody know what time it is with his movement. You know, can I say, man, you know what I'm saying, after a cool little interview, man, you know, I usually like to put some music on and segue into something else, man, but you know me, I'm always known for doing something different over here. So, you know, I mean, it's like, hey, you know, we spoke on several things through that interview, man. I want to ask everybody how they feel, man, about, you know what I'm saying, you know, people who grow up in the streets, man, live a certain lifestyle. You know, they have to make choices. It's constant choices, constant choices, constant choices. You know what I'm saying? There have been many times in my life where I've had the conversation, you know. People like to label their music, you know, murder rap, gangster rap, you know, thug rap, what have you. You know, and it's been my experience that, you know, once you decide to make a commitment, you can't serve two masters. You know what I'm saying? You cannot serve two masters. So either you in the streets, man, or you in the studio. You know. That's been my experience because it's like, man, what good does it do? That hot, you know, classic mixtape that's going to get you where you want to go. I mean, you done said everything you wanted to say. You know, you done got the producers that you wanted. You know what I mean? It's like, it's been mixed and mastered by the best that you can afford, you know, maybe even stretched a little bit and couldn't really afford it too much to be like up in the club, man, still on some street nigga shit, you know, to be up in the club, man, or out in the streets hanging out doing some street chick shit, you know. I mean, I think a choice has to be made, you know. I mean, everybody holler that free little Boosie or Bossy or however y'all pronounce that, man. You know what I'm saying? But while he was in there, man, wasn't no music getting made. Everybody was buying them little couple of tracks he had out, man. But, you know, I mean, he wasn't enjoying none of his success, man. You know, you can't enjoy that. Nobody want to be a jailhouse legend. You know, nobody want to be like famously confined, you know. So I'm just saying, man, you know, y'all, if you listening in, man, you got something you want to say on that, man, it's 646-200-3860, man. Call that number, press in, push 1, you know what I'm saying, and holler at the God Hero. You know, we're going to get into some music, man, and we're going to come on back for a little bit, you know. I'm going to split my head open, man, you know what I'm saying, let y'all walk around in my mind for a minute.
Yeah, come on. Dream Seeker Records. My days dark, my nights even darker, thinking about all the bullshit my country's got to offer. Being raised in the U.S. as a young black male, we talked to people, women, and created crack sales. And niggas never fail, we waited their time. And me, I won a million, I was known to do a crime. But we all gotta learn that intelligence is earned. If we ain't trying to teach ourselves, why should others be concerned? I'm talking to the mirror, my vision getting clearer. Yeah, I can see it now, got my goal getting nearer. But when it come to demons, the
contemplate. Is it really worth a living dreaming? Try to live heavenly, or live my whole pedigree. Chase after a life of fame and prosperity instead of taking charity of people who embarrass me. Have me cast off as an unsolved casket.
Can't forget about those lost close to me. They say prison with a young black all to be.
Just another clever way to hide tweaking out your body, getting cared out the body, unconscious and cuffed. Whatever happened to the days when just we was enough? And a little bit of liquor for you, nigga, if you pinch you for protection, why you finger on the trigger? Pointed at a finger, trying to get it for his fingers, only adding to the stigma that was just a bunch of niggas. Stay boy, call the bus, walk 100,000 miles, so we can act a fool, hit the club and go wild. You ain't gotta like my style, you ain't gotta like my flow, but you really need to know, heaven ain't the only place. I'm biting into your brain with the tooth of a saber. All praise to my savior, Satan calling me a traitor. But I don't give a damn, I'll holler at him later. Gone.
Forget about those lost close to me. They say prison where the young black ought to be. Can't forget about those lost close to me. They say prison where the young black ought to be.
And what he did for me was stunning. I'm getting to the money just to give it all back. To people last people want to get it all cracked. What you think about that? Why you riding in your lag? Dropping pretty girls all down by the track. This ain't about being black. This about being smart. And an entire generation that refused to play their part. No love, no heart, be the motto. Bang, 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 give a damn about tomorrow. Till it's you feel us all in the rush of that pain. Cause your homie got pop, not a fives in your vein. Another man's slain, another tale untold.
God, hey, Rule, you know what I'm saying, and
You know, right now, man, what's on the top of my noodle, man, is, you know, I've been watching the news lately, man, and, you know, they've been having a whole lot going on, man, over in Brazil, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's kind of been strange to me, man, the political movement that they got going on over there, man. I mean, you know, they love sport just as much as we love it over here, man. You know, soccer is a big, big thing over there, man, but there's a lot of poverty over there in the country and the amount of money that's being, invested in cleaning up areas and building stadiums and, you know, setting up spots, you know, for the tourists to come in there, man. It's not really a trickle-down effect, you know, and I find that kind of strange. These same people are about to have the Olympics coming up, you know what I'm saying? They have to do some even more cleaning up when they still have these, what you call them, put-together shanty towns, man, you know what I'm saying, that people are living in, squalor and waste, you know what I'm saying? They still have corruption in the streets, the violence of police assassinating children. They still have a lot of madness going on, man. And I mean, it's like, it's kind of strange to me how the international community, you know, awards these events, man, to these different groups of people, man, when it's like they own house ain't clean. You know, it's like I found it funny, like back in the days, man, how the United States was constantly speaking up on equality in other countries, man, and boycotting sporting events or saying that they weren't going to participate in this or they weren't going to be a part of that, when here in America, you know what I'm saying, Negroes, as they called us at the time, weren't even allowed to vote or sit down in certain restaurants to eat. You know, I mean, it's just mighty strange how no matter how things change, they stay the same. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's like, I mean, I'm going to enjoy the World Cup myself, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to root for the home team. You know, everybody know who that is, man. You know, I don't know. I'm going to have to research that, man. I've been thinking about doing that a lot lately, man. Have anybody else thought about, you know, tracing their roots to try to find out which country in Africa, you know, their family came from, you know what I'm saying? And for the record, man, we didn't all descend from kings. We not all Zulus. We not all Mandingos. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of tribes, man, throughout Africa, man, where people were just regular people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, by our appearance in this country, I don't see many people that appear to have descended from the great Maasai warriors either. You know, some people were just pig farmers, man, or goat farmers or what have you, man. They just did what they did. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to look into that, see what's happening, man. Keep y'all abreast over here, man, you know. Might find out, man, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, my people was somebody important to other people. You know, no matter who they were important to me. So, I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, we over here right now laughing and joking, man. You know what I'm saying? Tripping off the fact that I'm on the air and not tuned in to the game, man, that, you know what I'm saying, have so many people drinking and screaming probably throughout the country right now. You know what I mean? It's kind of, it's strange, man, you know, with the multi-talented cast of the Miami Heat, man, that for some reason, man, you know, they've been unable to, you know, pull it together, man, to, like, dominate the ensemble cast. You know what I'm saying? Down there in San Antonio. You know, but I think it's that basically is what it is, man. You know what I mean? It's like all-stars can never trump people who just play hard together. You know what I mean? You see it on successful TV shows. You see it everywhere, man, throughout the world. I mean, those teams that have those ensemble casts, man, they continue to year after year after year beat the team with that one all-star, that one superstar, that great talent, you know, or the TV shows that have that one superstar, you know. I mean, it's only a few people, man, in the television industry that can carry a sitcom or a TV show. They need an ensemble cast. You need people who are interesting, talented, people who are not afraid to share the spotlight. You know, I mean, hey, unselfish people who work together. You know, that's what we doing over here, you know, on Tweety Bird Central. You know, me and Tweety B, man, we are crime partners, as they say, man, you know, plotting this radio revolution, man, trying to take over here. But, you know, hey, man, you know, you tuned in, man, you know, call in 646-200-3860. You're going to jump into some more music, man, you know what I'm saying? Let y'all bob y'all heads for a little while, man, then we're going to come on back, you know, kick a few things around, man, and then slide on up out of here. You know, y'all hang on, man, you know what I'm saying? Don't go nowhere, because we here, man, you know.
I make my fucking music for the boys with the old. the strip bars. I make my fucking music for the boys with the old school pros and the strip bars.
I'm space pimping, I'm Cali dipping, and it's white girl with a nigga whipping, spitting bullets like a gun range. I'm in beast mode and I'm untamed. All I fuck with is gold getters, but the last bitch was a gold digger. So I shook her fast and still counting cash, and she knew that punk shit wouldn't last. Drop the top when I'm on South Beach. Hoes love the way the pimpin' speak. Got them geekin' when I'm serving beacon. You can tell by the chain that I'm not leaking. Big bills in that briefcase. Cold world and it's a rat race. No trophies for third place. Thank God that I was born late. Caught a case and I never told. Did the time and came right back. Sometimes it's like that. The streets, yeah, they bite back. I do the shit for the real niggas, for the trill niggas. That's moving work. I fuck with strippers, but I'm not a tipper. She popped the pussy, so I had to dig her. Trade her in like she was part of the Clippers. Riding dirty trunk full of zippers. Gotta get it by all means. My car titles, they all clean. Count my money with a money machine. Save the planet, I'm going green. Hustling hard in this poking beans, and I'm the only nigga here selling beans.
Street knowledge and entertainment, baby.
Yeah, it's the 4Q the question. You witnessing the rise of a super saiyan, Peter Jones. And this time, he brought the whole team with him.
It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind, bang. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, with your mind. It's the SKE. Motherfucker with your mind, man. Nigga with your mind, nigga with your mind, man.
It's the SK.
K.E., motherfucker, where your mind back? Niggas better watch where they mind at. New pilot hijacking it conscious, you heard? Content from a young scholar, priest to the nation. I don't crap low dollar, but I make them holler till they get strapped up from the ghost that they just swallow. From these words and these verses, these niggas malnourished. They hate like they ain't heard it for their own reassurance. When I'm at about this convergence, make non-believers learn that. Yeah, we came from the bottom, made it on the top and we earned that. It's a new golden dawn, 007 with the golden arm. Take one shot, let it go, you're gone. You claim ever keep holding on, we're rolling on. Yeah, from the sun up though, don't get scared when I run up though. Tryna say I wasn't on the come up though, cause they never heard me on the come up show. But we run these streets, run these beats like we're police. What's through the dumb is old to me, crashing shit like D.O.D.'s. You will see the takeover, not Jigga Man or Jehovah. Get your Philly hip hop makeover, better yet nigga hang your space over the break.
It's the S.K.E., motherfucker with your mind back. Nigga with your mind, nigga, nigga with your mind. It's the S.K.E., motherfucker with your mind back. Nigga with your mind, nigga, nigga with your mind back.
Peter Jones said kill these niggas. What I'ma do, I'ma kill these niggas, cause I don't feel these niggas. All these nerd ass rappers and I'm tired y'all to little ass niggas. So I'ma show you how to do it though. When I jump in the studio, flow like Fluio. Act up, pull a rug up, put it straight to your head, twist your shit like Julio. Can't fuck with the shit that I'm on, stay fresh to death in that Louis Vuitton. Bring heat like LeBron, y'all niggas been wrong. Ain't no rapper out, you know fucking with Sean. Cause I'm so big when I do it, my style's got the game on locks. Fly like Mason, I'm more in depth. Low loony, so I got him saying whoa, Black Rob, hold up. I'm about to blow up. When the sauce is done, y'all gon' know us. They say hip-hop is dead, well you better be scared, cause I'm about to wake it up like Folgers. Y'all niggas is dead, y'all rappers is weird. Y'all ain't no dudes, no soldiers. Y'all some clowns, that want no beef. No, it ain't what's Khalif when my niggas roll up. Cause they got guns in the backpack and a Mac in the back with a lack at. Pull up, let the window down like, what's up now, partner? And ain't no way you gonna stop that. S.K.E., motherfucker, with your mind back.
It's the S.K.E., motherfucker, with your mind back. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind. It's the S.K.E., motherfucker, with your mind back. Nigga, yeah, with your mind, nigga, yeah, nigga, with, yeah, your mind back.
You know what time it is, Sassity the rapper when I rhyme like this. World War 3 when I bomb like this. DJ Kamala, rewind that shit. Ah, we good music like it's Kanye. I feel good with $100 bill on my entree. Lyrics be sick and the flow be crazy. Got the blueprint like a zombie, baby. Got an attitude like we fucking with the mister. Got a little buzz now, fucking with your sister. See, it's nothing to a nigga when I put it to a nigga. 4-5, cop back, that's a bullet with a trigger, block. Smack dudes when I'm in a bad mood. A.K.A. a bad dude, I bring it with the bad news. I'm too pretty for a teardrop tattoo. I'm too gritty for your hustler. Cash rules, my mojo. When I come with the po-po, you better woo-woo-woo-woo-woo to the po-po. When I squeeze your fo-do, huh? These fake friends is emotional. Man, I got the game in the remote control. World is mine cause I built a glow. Friends become enemies, then I kill some foes. All I really rap about is stacking money. Hustlers, they on the block. Rubber bands and rapping money. Y'all was hungry after money. Now Ferrari's lapping 20. Feel so good up in the hood. Look at you when laugh at money, broke nigga. I ain't done yet. I'm too focused on my goals for a nigga have fun yet. Fuck a 600 bitch, I gotta drop Lex. And I told you the crutches that I got next. Old niggas better move over, I'm a new nigga, that's a new soldier. Got two bitches right around, they be laughing in the new rover. On the same people, be the joke, you better do over, nigga. Never with a competition, and with a proposition. And the bitch that can't roll, so they couldn't copy written. And they like, how you forget that? With the rewind button, and you gotta listen back. Why niggas try to rap with him? They better all try attacking him. Everybody with a Trinidad J's, I'm on platinum. You want war, you better grab your gun.
It's the S.K.E., motherfucker, with your mind back. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind. It's the S.K.E., motherfucker, with your mind back. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind back.
Right, and we are back. It's explicit content with your host, the God, Hey Roo. And, you know, I think it's about time, man, I give y'all a little bit explicit content, man. You know, it's been a minute since I've spoken on my blog, or even wrote on my blog, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can follow me over there on Tumblr at the-god-heyru.tumblr.com. You know, talk a little grown man shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a blog over there called Grown Man Shit in Stages. It's a work in progress. I'm constantly adding to it, updating it. And, you know, I think I'll update this version on the air. You know, for the fellas, man, that's growing up, man, and dealing with females, come to understand, man, you know, for a person like me who talks a lot, it may seem strange coming from me. But the thing that you need to learn to do, man, is listen. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for a man to listen because it's almost instinctive for him to talk, to be, you know, as Shaq says in his songs, when you listen to the whole crazy shit, braggadocious. You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, don't talk about yourself so much. Listen, man, you know what I'm saying? A woman will tell you everything that you need to know about holding her, keeping her, or getting rid of her, whatever the case may be, as well as pleasing her, man. You know what I'm saying? When you take your woman someplace, man, and you find the situation uncomfortable and she's looking at you strange, the reason she's looking at you strange is because 9 times out of 10, she has told you on more than one occasion that whatever event you are presently engaged in is not something that she enjoys doing. The food that you are about to eat, 9 times out of 10, she has told you that she does not like this type of food. If you are attempting to engage in some type of sex act or touch her in a certain way, she has already told you or attempted to show you this does not turn her on. So the thing that I'm attempting to convey to you, man, is listen. It's very important, not only in dealing with females, but in life, it is important to listen, because people will tell you what you need to know if you can pause and listen. They will tell you what you need to know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, one will tell you what kind of food she likes. She will tell you how she likes to be asked out. I mean, you have some women who are truly that, you know. My particular favorite, women who love being women, who don't feel the need to compete with a man, you know, who can be successful in their life as a woman without feeling the need to compete with a man, who can be content and happy being on a team with a man, understand that, you know, the scoreboard don't mark down individual buckets. You know, that's some side stats. The scoreboard says 12-2. You know, it don't matter if you scored 10 or she scored 10 and you scored 2 or what have you. You know, my particular favorite, man, you know, they will tell you, you know what I'm saying? They will tell you they like to be treated like a woman. You know what I'm saying? It's not difficult, man. You want to take a woman out, man. Find out what she likes to eat. Call her and ask her, is she busy? She says she's not busy. Tell her what to put on. Not the exact item of clothing, man, because that's being controlling, but tell her to dress casual, you know, but put on a sweater, man. You know, you be over there to pick her up. Take her to an outside restaurant, sit out, have some seafood if that's what she like. You know, that's grown man shit. You know, the shit I'm telling you is shit that a lot of y'all daddies didn't tell you. You know what I'm saying? That people learn from their own. You know, I struggled and bumps and bruises emotionally learning this stuff, but I'm giving it to y'all free. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. You know, same thing applies sexually, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop saying that you got the best head game, you know what I'm saying, on the planet, or that you lay pipe better than anybody else, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the difference between laying pipe in a house, man, that has a concrete foundation, and laying pipe in a house, man, that has a dirt foundation. You know, the drilling and digging method is completely different. You know, an older house, or a house built with different materials, require different things, man. Understand that every situation is a different situation. You know what I'm saying? Cats be wondering why they can't keep a woman. And same thing applies to some females, but I'm not dealing with the females right now. I'm talking to the fellas. You know what I'm saying? Wondering why you can't keep a mate.
It's like, man, you can't cookie cut people. Everybody is not the same. You know. As I said, man, you know, when you go to doing your thing with a woman, like I said, you know, I didn't schedule the show to be rated X or anything like that, or to be private, or to even be PG-13. So I'm a word what I say carefully, and it may not be as interesting as it could be. But, you know, when you touch your woman and you take her in that certain way, man, understand, man, you know, pay attention not just with your ears, with your eyes, with your entire body. Pay attention to her, man. You know what I'm saying? 99.9% of women love an assertive man. When I say assertive, this means to be in control in a constructive way, to take charge in a constructive way, you know. They don't mind a cat being a little aggressive, but that's another subject. You know what I'm saying? Know what you're doing. You know, don't ask a bunch of questions. Lead her. Be the leader. You know what I'm saying? You can't say female or woman without male or man. Meaning that you have a responsibility to be in there. You know what I'm saying? Be in there, man. Don't call a woman up and ask her if she want to go out and then ask her what she want to do. Have a plan. This is how life works. Invite her out. Take her where you want to take her. But back to what I said in the beginning, listen, understand what she like to do. If she been hinting at a movie that she might like to see that's been on TV, on the commercials, that's an opportunity for you. Take advantage of that, man. Stop going over these chicks' house, man, sitting around smoking her out, chilling, and wondering why, you know what I'm saying, you in a relationship that you don't know you in, that's more serious than what you thought it was with somebody that you really don't know. You know, it's easy to assume that you get to see somebody at their most comfortable, most casual in their own home, which is true and false at the same time. You know, we see who people are in public because then they have to put their face on and you find out if it's a different person from who you saw at home. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, I update my little blog from time to time, and y'all go check me out over there on Tumblr, man. Y'all follow me, I'll follow y'all back. You know. Next week, I'm going to probably have something for the ladies, man. But, you know, I got to keep this content adult over here, man, because that's what I do. You know, it ain't always sexual, man, but you know what I'm saying. It's always adult content. So I'm going to jump back into a little more music, man, and I'm going to come back, man, update y'all on what's going on over here at Tweety Bird Central, man, do my shout-outs. You know what I'm saying? And slide up out of here. Talking, slide in somewhere else. We're going to get into this music, man, and we're going to come on back, man. Why San Antonio whoop on Miami like this here, man? This is a terrible shame, a terrible shame. It's 31-17, man, for anybody who ain't currently able to watch the game, man. Second quarter, 10 minutes, 30 seconds gone. We're going to get into some music, man. This is explicit content. I am your host, the God Hey Rule.
Shawty bad, baby's kid, but she make a real nigga want a baby.
Well, alright.
Few tattoos, toes, nails, hair dead, hey, and she stay flying like the planes in the air. Hey, Shawty keep her shit together. Hey, she got two kids, hey, but she keep a babysitter. Hey, she stay stuck in her hair dead to the teeth. I thought I heard her say them hoes can't fuck with me. Fuck with me. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. That's why a nigga had her. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. Ever since the day I met her. Dial 911, cause she killing them. All that ass in them jeans, how you fit them? Shawty fly like helium balloons. And I smell her perfume even when she leave the room. She get money like a dope dealer. She got her own. She don't fuck with broke niggas. She got class, class like first pier. But she still
had to say this shit again. And shout it so raw, I had to see that ass again. She a 10 and she envy by her girlfriend. Independent woman out on the grind. I think about her and a couple things come to mind. Like lil' mama fine, I gotta make her mine. Yeah, she hot like a sweater in the summertime. She got these other women hate. And she only drink on special occasions. Baby girl, you are so amazing. I hope you're not taking, we'll drive your man crazy. Shawty keep her shit together. She got two kids, but she keep a babysitter. She stay duggy and her hair did to the teeth. I thought I heard her say them hoes can't fuck with me. Fuck with me. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. That's why a nigga had her. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. Ever since the day I met her. I think I seen La Mama in the Wild Honey. On 24s, counting money, getting dumb blooded. Matter of fact, I think I seen her out in Killer Boy. With a Ben Laden swag, you a killer girl. I think I seen Shout out in Park Forest. In a Benz, no car, no she paid for. Matter of fact, I think I seen her on the low end. Cushed out, drinking goose with a girlfriend. I think I seen baby girl downtown. Going shopping, four figure nightgown. I think I seen lil' mama in my dreams. Swagged out as can be. I wanna own a team, cause Shawty keep her shit together. She got two kids, but she keep a babysitter. She stay duggy and her hair did to the teeth. I thought I heard her say them hoes can't fuck with me. Fuck with me. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. That's why a nigga had her. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. Ever since the day I met her.
Hey, twerk team, let me give y'all something to twerk to.
She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in her back, watch that ass lose control. She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in her back, watch that ass lose control. She twerking that drop, drop it to the floor.
As soon as I make it rain, turn to a believer. They gon' follow the leader. They love me like I'm Bieber. She's just another creature. She gon' love you and leave you. That ass having a seizure. She gon' follow on Twitter. That ass having them hiccups. Big ups to the strippers with the big butt. Jesus, we us. Who you? Gotta stay true. Everything you do, do you? While I do me. Everything Gucci, Prada. Throw some dollars. Shake it.
Shake it like a salt shaker.
Make it rain. You know how I ball, nigga.
Move it.
Don't even start in.
Drop it.
Gonna make a fart in. G6, nigga, see, man.
She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in her back, watch that ass lose control. She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in her back, watch that ass lose control. She twerking that drop, drop it to the floor. She twerking that drop, drop it to the floor.
Dirty, dirty.
Don't believe, don't believe, don't believe.
should be first place. Work that ass, make an earthquake. Wine on me, make it vibrate. If I don't get a dance, I'ma cause a riot. I'm smoking on that loud, drinking on that quiet. Pockets so fat, they pockets on a diet. Ass so big, size of a planet.
Ass so big, size of a planet.
We are back up in this mother. This is the God, Heyru, and you are tuned in to Explicit Content, man. We've been over here chilling, chopping it up, man, with Seven Montana and kicking around on a couple of other things, man. Before we get up out of here, man, you know I got to pull in, you know what I'm saying, my crown partner, Tweety Bird 334. You know what I'm saying? So we can find out what's going on, man. What she got planned for Manic Mondays. You there?
Hey, I'm here. You guys tune in with us on Manic Monday at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10 p.m. And we're going to be over there hanging out. I don't have anybody scheduled for a walkthrough just yet. But, you know, things happen. You never know what happens between now and then. So I will keep you guys posted on Facebook and Twitter who our walkthrough guests may be. So that's what we're doing for Manic Monday. And make sure you tune in tomorrow, 12 noon, for Grown Folks Business, Punch Board D-Ham, and myself and the God Heyru will be over there getting into some type of topic. So I hope you guys are doing some homework tonight.
Oh, for real. Now, why don't you tell everybody, man, you know, where they can follow you at, where they can listen to and download your music and all that stuff, man, because, you know, as a co-host, you know, slash CEO, slash, you know, a board operator, mix master, slave. You know what I'm saying? You've been neglecting the music a little bit, man. Why don't you tell them what's going on, man? What you got up and coming?
Well, we got the DSIM award show coming up, and we're all looking forward to that. And the voting has closed, but I was on the ballot for a female R&B artist of the year, and I did. Post for people to go vote for me, so I hope they did do that. And I think they're reopening the poll so right before for the show time. So that's something that we have up and coming. Also, I'm trying to put together a cipher with some people from Alabama. I'm working on that too. And I'm hoping to get them in the studio by next month, by the end of next month. I hope to have them in the studio. And we get that recorded. So you guys can follow me on Twitter at Tweety Bird, TweetyBird 334. And you can find some of my music over on Reverb, TweetyBird334. You can download some on that disc.
Two verses before
Manic. So,
let me out, I guess. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without you. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Shit, you know. COO, ain't nothing without a CEO and a slash board operator. Y'all don't understand, man, how complicated it is working these rules, man, because I've been giving it a try myself, man, an attempt to learn how to do it. Talking to y'all, man, and pushing the buttons all at the same time, man, it's not an easy job. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So just want y'all to know, man, we here, man. You know what I'm saying? Probably starting next week, man, I'm going to probably include towards the end of my show, man, a segment called, like, I Can't Believe They Posted That. you know what I'm saying? Because it's been a lot of nonsense being posted over there on Facebook, man, you know. And I just think it's about time, you know what I'm saying, that I added that to my show. Because it's craziness be going on over there, man, and it's comical. I figured I'll share that with y'all. You know, I'm pretty sure y'all can relate because y'all see the same type of stuff. But other than that, man, everything is everything, man. We're going to get ready to get on up out of here, man. It's been an honor and a privilege, man, to chill with y'all once again. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to tell them fellas, you know what I'm saying, Dr. Dre and 50 Cent, I didn't have time to do that interview, man. You know, time flies when you're having fun. Y'all can follow me, man, like I said, on Twitter at HERKHUTIREBORN. That's Hey Rukuti Reborn. Y'all can follow me on Tumblr at the-god-heru.tumblr.com. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we about to get on up out of here, man. I think we'll slide up out of here, man, on some of that Tweety Bird music, man. Some of that Unholy War, man. I believe we got that in the studio, man. I'm liking that track right there, man. You know, that's my cut, you know. Rest in peace to Amy Winehouse, man. You know. And we out. This is what you call it spinning. See how it go? See the board? See the board, y'all? See the board? That's what I'm talking about, man. Salute that lady. You work hard.
Oh, woo.